好，我们现在就奉主耶稣圣名开始我们的祷告会。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we shall begin our prayer session.
来唱赞美诗259首。
Let's sing hymn 259.
在我们祷告之前，我们来看一段圣经。
Before our prayer, let us read a passage from the Bible.
我们请看马可福音的第二章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 2.
马可福音二章的第一节到十二节。
Mark chapter 2.Verse 1 to 12.
马可二章一到十二节。
Mark chapter 2, verse 1 to 12.
二章一节，过了些日子，耶稣又进了加百农，人听见他在房子里。二节。
Two.
就有许多人聚集，甚至连门前都没有空地。耶稣就对他们讲道。三节。
Three.
有人带着一个摊子来见耶稣，是用四个人抬来的。四节。
Four.
因为人多不得进前，就把耶稣所在的房子拆了，房顶既拆通了，就把摊子连所躺卧的褥子都垂下来。五节。
Five.
耶稣见他们的信心，就对摊子说，小子，你的罪赦了。六节。
Six.
有几个文士坐在那里，心里议论说。七节。
Seven.
这个人为什么这样说呢？他说浅妄的话了，除了神以外，谁能赦罪呢？八节。
Eight.
耶稣心中知道他们心里这样议论，就说，你们心里为什么这样议论呢？九节。
Nine.
或对摊子说，你的罪赦了，或说，起来拿你的褥子行走，哪一样容易呢？十节。
Ten.
但要叫你们知道，人子在地上有赦罪的权柄，就对摊子说。十一节。
Eleven.
我吩咐你起来，拿你的褥子回家去吧。十二节。
Twelve.
那人就起来，立刻拿着褥子当众人面前出去了，以至于众人都惊奇，归荣耀与神，说，我们从来没有见过这样的事情。在这里记载的耶稣到了加百农。
Here Jesus entered Capernaum.
这个群众们听说他在某人的家里面所以很多人就聚集到那个家里去了。
The people heard that Jesus had come to one's house and many gathered.
那有人说这个可能就是西门彼得的房子。
And some people guess that it must have been Peter's house.
但是不晓得了，是不是了
But we have no idea whether it was or not.
圣经没有明明的记载。
The Bible didn't clearly tell us.
那因为人太多了所以这个很多人就这个甚至站到这个房子的前这个前面的空地也好没有地方可以这个有空地
So many gathered from that there were no room left, not even outside the door.
那这个时候有人带着一个摊子来见耶稣那个是四个人连同床铺这样抬来的。
So at this time, there were four men who brought a paralytic on a mat.
但人那么多他们没办法挤到耶稣的面前去。
And since they could not get to Jesus because of the crowd.
那怎么办呢?
What did they do?
他们就想一个方法就是到屋顶上去把屋顶拆了从屋顶上面把这个摊子垂下来垂到这个耶稣的面前。
They made an opening in the roof above Jesus and after digging through it, lowered the mat.The paralyzed man was lying on.
果然这个举动让主耶稣看出他们的信心来。
And Jesus saw their faith.
主耶稣就对这个摊子说小子你的罪赦了。
And he said to the paralytic, son, your sins are forgiven.
或许我们也会跟这个当时议论耶稣的人有同样的想法。
Perhaps we would also harbor the same opinion as those who criticized Jesus.
当时有一些文士他们心里就会议论了， 说这个人为什么这样说啊？因为啊，他说的浅妄的话，除了神以外，谁能赦人的罪呢？
Now some teachers of the law were sitting there thinking to themselves, why does this fellow talk like that? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?
好，那我们要注意哦，这个圣经上记载的是说心里议论哦。
Notice that they were thinking to themselves.
哦，并没有当场就站起来哦，这个啊指责哈、哦，这个主耶稣说这样的话是不应该的。
They didn't stand up and openly rebuke Jesus about why he should not have done so.
哦，心中在议论而已。
They were only thinking to themselves.
哦，但是主耶稣他是鉴察人心的神呐、啊。
But our Lord Jesus Christ looks into human hearts.
哦，虽然你没有明讲，但是神也知道啊。耶稣当然他也知道。
Even though you do not criticize openly, yet he knew that they were in their hearts.
哦，所以八节说耶稣心中知道他们心里这样议论。
So in verse 8, immediately Jesus knew in his spirit that this was what they were thinking in their hearts.
啊，很多时候我们啊，无论是在听道理或者听见证也好，哦，我们都有可能像这个文士法利赛人，哦，当时啊心中议论耶稣一样。
Oftentimes, when we listen to sermons or messages, we may also harbor criticisms in our minds, just as the teachers of the law did at that time.
哦，他怎么这样讲呢？
Why did he say that?
讲错了。
He said it wrong.
啊，讲得不漂亮，讲得不标准，讲得不完全。
He didn't deliver it eloquently or completely.
哦，啊，甚至说啊，根本不是这么一回事啊，他那个是神管教，怎么说是魔鬼的攻击呢？
Or maybe you would think that's not the case at all. It is the attack of Satan and not the discipline of God.
哦，他那个明明是啊，魔鬼的试探，怎么说成是神的祝福呢？
How can you mistake the temptation of Satan with God's blessing?
哦，啊，所以有时候我们也要小心哦，哦，不是光是我们讲出来的话，哦，在将来审判的时候句句供出来作为审判的依据啊。
So it is not just those words that are spoken that will become the basis of our final judgment.
哦，连我们心里头的议论哦，神他也都知道。
Whatever it is that we criticize in our hearts, God knows as well.
哦，所以难怪箴言那边在勉励我们要保守我们。的心胜过保守一切。
And that is why the book of Proverbs encourages us to keep our hearts above all things.
哦，因为心里想的是什么，啊，很可能接下来你就会说什么，你就会做什么。
For whatever it is that we think, we will say and do.
哦，那耶稣当然知道，哦，所以主耶稣啊，哦，就说了，说你们心里为什么这样议论？
So when Jesus knew what was in their hearts, he said to them, why are you thinking these things?
哦，主耶稣知道他们心里头在议论的是什么。
Jesus knew what they were thinking.
哦，议论啊，对耶稣啊，说，哦，小子，你的罪赦了这句话，哦，大家有意见。
People were having issues with what he said, your sins are forgiven.
哦，那耶稣说，哦，就问在场的人啊，说你的罪赦了，或是说起来拿着你的褥子行走，哦，当然就是得医治了，哦，哪一样容易，啊，
So which is easier to say to the paralytic your sins are forgiven or to say get up, take your mat and walk, which means a complete healing from the Lord.
哦，这个或许也是今天很多时候我们会陷入的一个盲点。
Today this perhaps will be the blind spot that we fall into.
哦，是赦罪容易呢，还是医治容易呢？
Is it easier to have forgiveness or to be healed?
哦，是赦罪重要呢，还是医治重要呢？
Is forgiveness more important or healing more important?
哦，这个不但关系到说对内的牧养，也关系到对外的宣道。
This not only concerns internal pastoral issues, but also external evangelical efforts.
为什么这么说呢？
Why do I say that?
哦，我们讲这对外的宣道来说了。
In terms of external evangelism.
哦，教会，神设立教会，哦，的主要目的是什么？
What is the main purpose of God instituting the church?
哦，那因着这个主要目的而衍生出来的次要的帮助，哦，又是什么？
And what are some of the corollary missions of the church stemming from this main mission of the church?
我们就用赦罪跟医治哦来做一个例子好了。
So let's take forgiveness versus healing, for example.
哦，神设立教会的主要目的，当然哦，就是借着耶稣基督的福音而接受他的救恩而得着赦罪。
The main purpose of instituting the church is so that the church can preach the gospel of salvation through which people can come and believe, be forgiven of their sins, and receive salvation.
哦，这个是教会的主要任务哦，也是主耶稣升天之前所交付下来的使命。
And this is the main mission of the church, which our Lord Jesus Christ also commissioned us before He ascended to heaven.
好，那至于这个医治我们或许把它讲清楚明白一点，就是神迹奇事神的能力的彰显。
As for healing, we can also think about it as in the healing of illness and sicknesses or the manifestation of God's miracles.
或者是我们也可以讲成是这个慈善事业爱心救济等等这些行为啊。
Or it could be thought of as philanthropy or charity.
这个是要来证明我们所传的道这个是要来帮助人进到我们所传的道里面。
This is to authenticate the very gospel that we preach and through which people can come into the truth.
而不是要来取代我们传讲的信息，取代我们主要的任务。
The works of miracles and charity do not by themselves replace the gospel of God.
我们今天看到很多的这个基督徒很多的外教会他们就有这样的一个盲点。
Today, many other churches have such a blind spot.
不是说关心人们生活上肉体上的需要是不对的不是这个意思。
It is definitely not wrong to care for people's daily necessities.
但是呢这个是来帮助我们主要的任务，就是传得救的福音它是次要的而不是主要的。
But charity or miracles are secondary to the very gospel that our Lord Jesus has commissioned us to preach.
但是如同我们所知道，人往往都喜欢走极端啊。
But as we all know, human beings have a tendency to go to the extremes.
不是太过于强调主要而否定次要强调这个赦罪但是却没有爱心不行善。
And so some people tend to focus on the primary and neglect the secondary, just as people would focus only on the truth and not on philanthropy.
不然就反过来，太强调这个救济行善，取代了传福音了。
And vice versa is also true. There are people who focus so much on charity to the exclusion of the gospel.
所以这个赦罪跟医治在宣道上我们也看出一个很大的一个影响。
And so forgiveness versus healing is actually an issue that has great impact on our ministry.
那对内的牧养也同样这个赦罪跟医治也是很大的影响。
Likewise, in terms of pastoring inside the church, this also holds true.
主耶稣问说哪样容易？
Jesus asked which is easier.
我们想想看哪样比较容易。
Let's think about it. Which is easier?
我们就说哪样比较重要好了。
Well, let's rephrase it and say which is more important.
重要我们就很容易判断，当然是赦罪重要嘛。
Obviously, forgiveness of sins is more important.
但是说哪样比较容易啊？这个就有可能有不同的答案。
But to ask which is easier, we may have different answers.
为什么？
Why?
也许我们这个会像这个法利赛人他们在当时一样文士一样的想法。
Perhaps we would be just like the teachers of the law.
这个主耶稣你还真聪明啊。
You are so wise.
你去捡这个这个外表上看不出来的这个方法赦罪 来强调 这样的这个东西啊。
Basically, you're trying to say something that cannot be proven with a physical manifestation.
哦，这个明明是这个哦，好像柿子挑软的吃一样哦，这个比较容易嘛。赦罪啦，你是罪赦啦，你的罪赦啦，谁晓得有还是没有啊？
You are just cherry picking the situation so that even if you claim that his sins are forgiven, there's no way to prove it.
哦，就好像就很多这个其他外教会在办这个布道会一样哦，哦，高喊说得救啦，哦，只要觉知就得救啦，哦，这样大家都很喜欢呢。
There are some churches who, during an evangelical service, would claim that the congregation has been saved, and people would shout out, "We have been saved."
哦，皆大欢喜。
Everyone is happy.
哦，但是真的有吗
？But are they their sins truly forgiven?
谁知道
？Who knows?
哦，所以说人赦罪，那当然是很容易了。
So it is easy to claim that someone's sins have been forgiven.
哦，对比一说啊，你当场要把它医好哦，行神迹哦。
As opposed to healing the sick on the spot.
我看哦，聪明的人呢、啊，一定都会选择说。宣告他赦罪了。
Those who are more intelligent would definitely pick to forgive his sins.
哦，所以或许啊，这些文士们心里头也这样想。
And likewise, the teachers of the law thought the same way.
你说他赦罪了。
You say that his sins have been forgiven.
哦，看啊，你把他医好，我们才相信哦。
And we will only believe it when we see that you have healed him.
哦，我们看到啊，这个哦，你这个你的能力哦，神迹奇事，也许我们会相信你说他赦罪了。
If we can witness the power that you have from God, maybe we will believe in what you say.
啊、哦，不然你单单只是说他赦罪了，那但是哦，他的问题还在，他的病痛还在，那你叫我们怎么口服心服啊？
Otherwise, if you merely claim that his sins are forgiven and we do not see any physical manifestation of that, how are we supposed to believe?
哦，啊，所以耶稣啊，哦，主耶稣在这里说，要让你们知道，人子在地上有赦罪的权柄。
And that is why our Lord Jesus said, you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins.
除了我宣告他的罪赦了之外，我还医治他。
Besides forgiving his sins, I will also heal him.
哦，所以这个哦，瘫子他当场就好了。
And the paralytic got up, took his mat, and walked out.
哦，圣经上没有记载说哦，议论耶稣的那些文士的反应是什么哈、哦、
？The Bible never records the reaction of the teachers of the law.
哦，但是却记载着说，当时的众人都惊奇啊，归荣耀给神啊，说从来没有看过这样的事情。
But the Bible does record this. This amazed everyone, and they praised God, saying, "We have never seen anything like that."
哦，能够有赦罪的权柄，而且有医治的大能。
God has the ability to forgive and to heal.
哦，所以在这里啊，小弟想说啊，值得我们去思考的。
And this is something worthy of our ponderance.
哦，文士的议论并没有全错。
The criticisms of the teachers of law were not completely wrong.
人没有赦罪的权柄，只有神。
Man does not have the power to forgive sins, but only God does.
除非我们信到天主教去的哦，他们的那个神父啊，就可以赦人的罪哦。
Unless you are a Catholic, then you will believe that their priests have the authority to forgive sins.
哦，但是我们相信的是真理。唯有神才能赦人的罪。
But we believe in the truth that only God can forgive sins.
哦，但是我们往往也会陷入一个盲点里面。
But oftentimes we fall into a blind spot.
我们把赦罪跟医治画上等号。
We equate forgiveness of sin to healing of sickness.
唯有神才能够赦罪，也能够医治。
Only God can forgive and heal.
但人呢？或许
But how about man?
人能够从神那边领受医治的恩赐。
Perhaps we can receive the gift of healing from God.
但是他绝对不会有神那种赦罪的权柄。
But he will never have the power to forgive sins.
所以换一句话说，能够行神迹奇事，并不代表他能够赦人的罪。
In other words, for one to heal someone's illness does not mean he has the authority to forgive sins.
但是人们往往会用所谓的有没有神迹奇事来判定这个教会或者是来判断这个工人他是不是能够有神的权柄。
But oftentimes, people judge someone by the presence of miracles to prove that he has the power of God.
那这样的一个错看呢，会影响到我们这个牧养上在牧养上会影响到我们的信仰，我们的信心。
And such a mistaken notion will affect our faith.
当我们所祈求的，当我们所期待的，没有被神所成就，没有像所以说我们对某个工人的期待没有达到这个我们的这个期望的时候。
So whatever it is we pray for and expect from a worker of God is not met.
经常会有弟兄姐妹说传道你来帮我祷告。说大家唱名祷不要你祷告传道人祷告才有用其他人祷告没有用。
And sometimes members would ask the minister to, or the pastor to pray for him or her and nobody else.
但是当他的期待无论是对神或者是对人的期待没有得到马上的回应的时候，
But when his or her expectations are not met,
甚至对神宝血的赦罪也起了怀疑。
Or perhaps he has doubts about the forgiveness of the Lord's forgiveness of sins.
这个就是一个信仰上很大的一个危机。
And this is a great crisis in his faith.
所以我们唯有清楚地明白耶稣在这里所说的人子就是神就是主耶稣他才有赦罪的权柄。
Only our Lord Jesus Christ has the power to forgive sins.
而且他也只有他才能够两样都行。
And only him can both forgive and heal.
那如果我们不清楚的话，
If we are not clear about this,
也许啊，我们就会对神失落的信心，对我们的得救有所怀疑。
Perhaps we would lose our faith and we lose faith in our own salvation.
所以求神呢，再一次的审查我们每个人的我们自己内在的信心呢。
So may the Lord help us to examine our own faith.
让我们的信仰都是建立在正确的根基，就是主耶稣基督的身上。
That our faith is established firmly and solely on the foundation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们明白那个得救永远在医治之前。
And that we understand that salvation is more important than healing.
我们要的是我们的得救灵魂终极的得救。
What we seek for is the salvation of our soul.
唯有这样我们才能够通过我们生活种种的考验。
And only then can we weather the challenges of our faith.
我想我们祷告之前就相互的这个提醒跟勉励。
And so before prayer, I'd like to share this encouragement with you all.
我们现在就一起同心跪下来祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray in one accord.
我们要接受按手帮助祷告，我们可以到前面来。
If you'd like to be laid hands upon, please come forward.
一起祷告。
Let us pray.